Robert, congrats on another CD, In My Soul, another one that draws listeners in. Out of the 10-song collection, which one are you absolutely attached to? You know, like when you're messing around on the guitar, you find that song just coming out.
You know, I don't think there's just one. And we're playing a lot of the songs on stage right now, and we're just having fun with every one because for us, it's new, you know, and we're grooving on all of it.
What would you say to people everywhere? Out in the streets alone.
You've written for or performed with everyone from Eric Clapton to Stevie Ray Vaughan, from Bonnie Raitt to John Lee Hooker. You've touched the lives of so many people. Who do you credit with changing your life at some point along the way?
As far as songwriting is concerned, one of our early co-producers, Dennis Walker, inspired me in his way of songwriting, where songs like Porch Light or Right Next Door Because of Me painted pictures, and pictures tell stories. That put a lot of what we do into focus.
What would you say? What would you say? Can we do that?
In National Lampoon's 1978 film Animal House, you were the uncredited bassist in the house party band Otis Day and the Nights. What was that like? Can you remember back then? How was that for you?
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Because first of all, there were other musicians outside of Otis himself, who was the guy who played Otis. He was a professional actor, and the rest of us were musicians from in and around Portland, Oregon. We were just having a ball and getting to dance to pre-recorded music and being on a movie set, which was the first time that it ever happened for us. And during all of that excitement, you know, we met John Belushi, came into a club to sit in with us and all that. So it was, and the whole city was abuzz in Eugene, Oregon, when the movie was being filmed. It was quite exciting.
Where do you go for comfort? Is it a place? Is it spirituality? Where do you go?
I like alone time. If I'm on the road, it's the room, it's going for a walk. When I'm at home, I cook. That takes me out of, you know, being on the road and, you know, being, you know, not in such a fast-moving environment like we are when we're out on the road.
What do you like to cook?
I cook a lot of everything. And so there's just not one thing. I mean, I'll go from Vietnamese food to Italian food.
I guess that means you like to eat too, huh? That's part of the comfort?
That is part of the comfort. And, you know, and that's one of the things we learned from being out on the road. I mean, that's one of the most important things you can do when you're out on the road is to make sure you eat something good and healthy.
One of these days we may all learn to talk over a table, something to eat. What would you say? What would you say?
So if you had to choose, if you had to choose another career, what would it be?
Maybe being a chef.
Maybe we can expect a restaurant in your future?
Jay Cray.
Jay Cray, nice. Robert Cray, thanks so much for being with us on WNKU, and we look forward to seeing you when you're in Cincinnati.
Thank you, Sherry.